Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm your host, Allison Klein, and this week we're joined by Mike Trainer. Mike, you work in the mobile computing group at Intel. What is your exact focus?
That's right, Allison. I work in the group that creates products and technologies for notebook computers, and I do something we call technology evangelism, which means I get to go out and talk to various parts of the industry about our vision for where notebook computing can and will go, and what we can do, Intel, working with other parts of the industry to get it there. And in particular, over the last 6 months, I've been focusing increasingly more on green technologies and the role that notebook computers can play in the greening of the IT space.
Now, Intel recently launched a new mobile platform. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, our Centrino 2 platform, a whole new set of components, a CPU that comes off our 45-nanometer process. And importantly for mobile, we've been able to create a version of that that runs at 25 watts of TDP, or thermal design power, which is actually 10 watts lower than some previous processors and allow system makers to make some great thin and lightweight systems based on that processor. These same machines will have increased graphics performance. They'll have better wireless connectivity, both with Wi-Fi and also with optional WiMAX. And there will also be advancements in security and manageability, most notably the ability to get some anti-theft technology, which Intel is starting to roll out.
And remember when Centrino was originally launched, it was really about delivering an integrated Wi-Fi solution to the marketplace. Do you feel like there's a lead technology within Centrino 2?
Definitely 802.11.n is really kind of rolling across the mobile landscape right now, and the Centrino 2 platforms will advance that. And as I mentioned earlier, they will be available with optional WiMAX as well.
It seems like you're delivering a number of new technologies that address the different usage models of the mobile computing user.
Well, that's one of the great things about working in portable computers these days. The uses are really taking off all across the spectrum. Advancements in performance, advancements in getting thinner and lighter and longer battery life so they're can take them more places.
What do you think in terms of the next steps around more efficiency for mobile computing?
Now that the world is turning more attention to energy consumption, carbon emissions based on energy consumption, it's the right time to recognize that the notebook platform is the best one to deliver performance people need at the absolute lowest energy consumption. Now we've got really two motivating factors or working harder on energy reduction. One of them is the traditional one, battery life in notebooks. The other is that even on AC, people are becoming more and more concerned about the energy draw of these machines, and we can use the same technologies to deliver that energy efficiency in both camps. Of course, all this energy efficiency only makes sense if we can deliver the kinds of performance that allow people to also be efficient with their time, and certainly that's what we're doing with the new Centrino 2 platform.
So you talked a little bit about energy efficiency futures for mobile computers. What else do you see in terms of technology vectors that will change over the next couple of years in mobile, and how will the platform evolve?
That's a great question, and it's really a good time to be looking at that. I think there's tremendous opportunity to deliver on the kinds of features that we're starting to see today and that we expect as we get into 2009 and 2010, are going to become practically requirements. One of the big trends is smaller form factors. We're seeing kind of groundbreaking systems like the Apple Mac Air and the Lenovo X300. Our next generation components will be smaller in a volume sense, and they'll also continue to be cooler in a thermal output sense, allowing system makers to make smaller and thinner systems. And we need everyone else in the industry to create components that allow that as well.
Well, congratulations on the launch of Centrino 2. I know that years of work went into that launch. As a mobile computing user, thank you for bringing new capabilities to the platform, and I'll look forward to catching up with you again.
Well, great. Thanks, Allison.